Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Proceeds going to charity. It's just one of the many ways that Caddy for a Cure uses golf to give back to society, and we're looking forward to getting an update and visiting with Russ Holden today on TD Green. Later in the hour, Marvel Bernard will be here. Marvel's wrapping up her second three-year term as national president of the LPGA Professionals. She's also the winner of the Nancy Lopez Golf Achievement Award, past National LPGA Teacher of the Year, and one of Golf Digest's 50 Best Women Teachers. She joins us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green, America's longest-running network radio golf show, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, along with the Sirius XM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the SXM app. Also stream live at sportsbyline.com. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up, talking golf with Russ Holden next, right here on Tee to Green.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year, and just absolutely loving it. That's what we do here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us today. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. It's been a crazy stretch here with the holiday season and everything going on. Lots going on around your place, I'm sure, and a lot going on with Tee to Green lately, too. Debbie's been traveling. I've been traveling, and it's kind of a rare occasion, Deb. We're actually together doing a radio show. How are you?
Yeah, I am doing great. So thrilled to be here, Jay. Yeah, I am in New Jersey, where it is currently 16 degrees and some snow on the ground. So there's no golf for me today here in Jersey.
You were in Arizona, you were in Vegas, I was in Boston, I was in Providence, but here we are together, ready to do a radio show. And we got a couple of great guests today. Marvel Bernard will be joining us later in the hour. She is the current and outgoing president, serving her final term of the LPGA Professionals. We'll check in with her, a first-time guest on Tee to Green. Our first guest, though, standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line, is a guy we've had on the show a number of times over the last 20 years since he started a nonprofit called Caddy for a Cure. But it's been a while since we've had Russ Holden back with us on Tee to Green, so we're so happy to welcome him back to the big show today. Hey, Russ, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Devin, Jay. It's a pleasure to be with you. I feel your pain. I'm here in South Florida, and we're suffering. There is a cloud in the sky, and it's only going to get up to the high 70s today. So I really feel your pain, Deb, up in New Jersey. We know exactly what you're feeling.
I'm sure you do.
Well, it's supposed to be golfing weather here in Colorado today, which is rare for this time of year. I was thinking yesterday, I never played golf like 3 or 4 days before Christmas, but I probably could do it today if I wasn't so busy doing some other thing. But anyway, good to have you back on the show, Russ. You've had a crazy time too the last month there with Caddy for a Cure, and you've got so many things, so many irons in the fire, as they say. Before we get to all those things that you've been working on recently, just for people who may not be too familiar with it and who have maybe never even heard of Caddy for a Cure, what is it? How does it work? What do you guys do?
Well, thanks. Caddy for a Cure was really a brainchild that happened decades ago when I was serving as the head professional at the Woodfield Country Club in Boca Raton, Florida, which happens to have a resident there by the name of Bernhard Langer. And I befriended Bernhard in the late 80s and started as a secondary coach, ended up as a part-time caddy, and then ended up as a full-time caddy a couple of decades later and serving for almost 7 years for him on the bag. But I had an assistant with two children that had a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia, and it was literally family that we were literally living, breathing, and dying with every single day, and we knew we wanted to do something. So I had an idea. I was having a great time caddying. It was like being in Candyland, you know, and I was looking at people with a lot of envy walking down fairways on both sides of the fairways. I was getting the feeling that people would say, boy, you know, I'd give anything to be able to trade places with you for a day. So we had an idea, and we went to the PGA Tour, and they were incredible to us and gave us the opportunity to be able to provide this to civilians. And then in 2005, we had an experience at the Texas Open where the PGA Tour, being very military appreciative, walked six young Marines down the range who had all lost legs. And ironically, they were about the same age as my sons, and I realized instantly that these men and women gave they signed a blank check for us to be able to have the freedom to be able to have the conversation that we're having here today. I thought, well, hey, if Deb can come caddy for Ricky Fowler and escort him around, why couldn't she be escorted by a wounded service member? So PGA Tour gave us a thumbs up immediately on that, and we started running with it, and we've been doing those experiences now for, we did them for almost 17 years, and then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, shut everything down, as we all know, and we had an idea. I'm a PGA professional. I'm a golf professional, as I mentioned, and I miss teaching. So we started a thing called Inspiring Warriors Golf, and we bring catastrophically wounded vets in for a whole week, pay for everything, and really treat them to the golf week, as well as almost a spiritual experience for the entire week to be able to get in and form some relationships and be able to do things like positive thinking with motivational speakers, success-oriented things, and just provide a really good time for them. So we just had Inspiring Warriors Golf a couple of weeks ago here in South Florida, and we had 12 vets in, and it was just an incredible experience.
Russ, do you see a major transformation after that week, and how does golf specifically impact them?
Yeah, we do. It's a great question, and we developed a little tagline, a little press statement as we continue to do this. We've been doing it for 5 years now, and we say, you know, golf is such a great game. You know, the places that you go, the people that you meet, the things you learn about yourself, and most importantly, specifically in this application, the time you spend with your battle buddies. You know, these men and women serve for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they wore that uniform, and then they get hurt, and they come home, and they're lost souls. They don't know where they're going. They have great families. They have great friends surrounding them, but they're lost. They've lost their identity. And when it's warrior and warrior together, that's a special bond. You know, golf pro can talk to golf pro, unlike talking golf pro to civilian, and warrior can talk to warrior, unlike warrior can talk to civilian. So what we found is golf provides that amazing vehicle to be able to be together for 4, 5, 6 hours at a time, one-on-one with your battle buddies. And we have found that vehicle, that tool that we engage them in, that's our impetus, is we just pound golf home the whole week. Golf, golf, golf. Keep playing. Get your family playing. Get out there with your friends. Get out there with your battle buddies. And when they leave, they come away with a completely different viewpoint of golf and really the therapeutic and respite that it really provides in their lives.
Well, with Russ Holden, caddy for Cure. Russ, I continue to be amazed, too. Every time I talk to you, you've got new things going on, and people are rallying around Caddy for Cure, and they're jumping in with both feet. And does that surprise you at all, even after all these years later?
Yes and no. You know, when I had this idea for Inspiring Warriors Golf, obviously I couldn't do it myself. I needed help. And I'm here at the PGA Golf Club, owned by the PGA of America in Port St. Lucie. And we're covered with great golf professionals in this area in Southeast Florida. And I went to the best of the best of the best. I went to Bob Ford, a longtime professional at Oakmont and Seminole. Bob said yes in about 2.5 seconds, said, "I'm all in, whatever you need, whenever you need it." And he's been an active participant in every single mission that we've done so far and accomplished so far. Bob Dolan, a PGA Hall of Famer from the Columbia Country Club up in Maryland, Mark and Leslie Guttenberg from the Mid-Atlantic section, Rob Shaw from the New Jersey section, Steve Parker, currently serving as the District 5 chairman in Northern Ohio and also a PGA Hall of Famer. I have no shortage of PGA professionals that want to help the cause, and they see these warriors and they see the invisible wounds that they're suffering with, and they want to help. And yes, it surprises me when they say yes so fast, but then in retrospect, looking back, no, it's the right thing to do. And I'm so proud to be a PGA professional and have these men and women helping us the way that they do.
What an impact you are making, and obviously transforming lives and helping people get back into society through the game of golf. And when you do your week-long event, what is your percentage of men and women who attend typically?
Well, we're just getting going, and right now we've been pulling off of the caddies that we had in our military program. We're aligned with a program called the Warrior's Journey. The Warrior's Journey really specializes in those invisible wounds that I just mentioned, and they specialize in suicide prevention. And what we do is, so far, the actual golfers that have come have all been male, but in many cases, the caretakers for these men are their wives and their spouses. Mm-hmm. And we know, being around military and being around the service, that there's really no separation, that a male may be serving, but the female is also serving as well. So we include them. We have workshops for them during the week. We invite them to come in and be part of all of our presentations, all of our speakers. And we had three this last mission that we had, three females that were in. And it was just over the top special to have them share their lives and how this injury and how these wounds have affected their lives, specifically through, you know, the seriousness of divorce and the seriousness of all these issues that are again invisible, that these men and women are suffering with that we can't see. So it's been awesome to have females a big part of what we do with Inspiring Warriors Golf.
Do you get a lot of repeat business, Russ, or people keep coming back, or are you getting new people coming in all the time?
Well, it's the toughest
part.
We'll have to
wait till after our little break.
Yeah, I hear the music in the background. Think about that a little bit, and we'll pick it up on the other side when we come back. Russ Holden is our guest, Caddy for a Cure. You can Google it. You can look it up online, find out what they do and how you can get involved, too. But it's been around for a while, and it's going gangbusters in 2024. Looking forward to a big 2025 as well. Russ Holden, our guest today. We'll be back with more with him on Tee to Green.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, and we're here every week. Tita Green, The Golf Show, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is Russ Holden, Caddy for a Cure. Caddy for a Cure, a nonprofit that gives the public a chance to experience a day inside the ropes, caddying for a PGA Tour player, with 100% of the proceeds going to charity. It's been around a while, and a few years back they added a new component to that, getting the military involved and allowing members of the military to also participate, walk between the ropes, inside the ropes with the caddy and the player. And Russ, I'm wondering, and the question I started to ask you before we went to the break, if people do this, they experience it, they pass through one time, can they come back and do it again? Can they repeat? How does that work out?
Oh, yeah, the caddies can for sure. I really thought you were asking me how I picked the military or how we picked the military for our experiences. But, yeah, the caddies can. We've had multiple caddies come back. Many times. I think our leader is 8 times now over the years have come back. They get it in their blood, and they just enjoy it so much because it's such a unique experience as opposed to playing. You know, Deb, if you and I go play with each other, we part ways at the tee, and you go down the left side, and I go down the right side, and we reconvene at the green, and we spend 20 minutes together. But how much actual time, interactive time, did we have? Not really all that much. But when I'm caddying for you, I'm tied at the hip. You can't hit a shot without me because I have your clubs. So what happens is this unique bond, this special relationship happens where the player and caddy have that experience, and the caddy gets to experience things that are just different from a normal round of golf.
Well, my hope, Russ, would be we both hit it down the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, when I was doing some research, I found that Jack Nicklaus is also very involved, and he was also involved in designing 9 holes at a course called American Lake Veterans Golf Course in Tacoma, Washington. And it appeared to me, and if you could explain more about this golf course, that it was designed for military, and the golf course, all the equipment they have, is especially designed for those who have been wounded. Share some about that golf course and that project.
Absolutely. It's a great project. And if you go to our website, inspiringwarriorsgolf.org, you can actually see a video right up front there that Jack was very kind to make for us just recently, just a couple of months ago, where he goes into great detail talking about his relationship with Major Dan Rooney, PGA professional, as well as a F-16 fighter pilot, that they built this golf course specifically for veterans to be able to have their own place. Jack did it with a sense and idea of the disabilities that men and women are going to go out there and play, have to overcome and have to deal with. So he made it user-friendly to a point where it can be challenging for those that are playing well and make it enjoyable for those that may struggle a little bit more with their golf. And it's a great project, and Jack's really proud of it. We were really honored to have him do something for a tournament that we did here. He was kind enough to make a video, as you'll see, and it's very intriguing and compelling and just awe-inspiring to watch that video and see it in his eyes and hear it in his voice and feel it in his heart, his love for the military.
He tells a few great stories. Could you share with our listeners an impactful story that kind of really shows the heart of your mission?
From Jack Nicklaus?
No, with some of the warriors who've been through either Caddy for a Tour or through the Inspiring Warriors Golf.
Sure. When we were at break, I had the question incorrect, but I came up with a great thought that came to me, where how do we pick the warriors? Because it's very difficult. It's one of the most difficult things we have to do because there's so many with so much need out there. How do we pick and choose and get as many in as we possibly can? And we do it by a number of things, how well we know them, what their needs are. But what we like to do is create milestones. And we had the great pleasure and great fortune of having a relationship with the Augusta National Golf Club. And they invited our group, Inspiring Warriors, to the Masters. They give us a number of good opportunities, you could say, and that's immensely difficult for us to pick who the dozen warriors are that are going to come with us. And one in particular comes with just an incredible story, a young man that we stay in touch with, some pretty severe physical injuries as well as mental and emotional issues, but he had a foot problem. His foot got blown up. And they repaired it, but he's suffering for a long time with shrapnel wounds and things like that, and they had to rebuild the entire foot. And just called him and checked in on him like we do with many of our warriors, and found out that he was going to be off his feet for 14 weeks about a year ago. And he was pretty down. He was pretty depressed about it, and he was going to not be able to have any weight-bearing 14 weeks. And I started doing the math. And I said, hey, by January, you should be walking again, right? And he said, yes, sir. And I said, wow, by April, you should be able to walk maybe up and down some hills, right? He said, yes, sir, I should be able to do that, yes, sir. And I said, golly, I said, you know, we're going to a place up in Georgia. They do it every year up there, and I don't know, the winter gets funny jacket. I forget what, it's green. It's a green jacket. And I could hear his voice starting to cry. He's choking me up right now. And the beauty of that was, I said, yes, sir, we're going to the Masters, and we'd like you to come, and we think it'd be awesome. And, you know, he said, sir, I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start doing everything. And I checked in on him every couple of weeks. And for us, it's that milestone where we get to put something out ahead of them that helps them keep their minds off of the injuries and problems that they're suffering with. That's so great that they have such great things to look forward to that, hey, this is really a deal breaker. This puts them right over the top. And that kind of really portrays what we're really all about.
That is a great story. So 2024 is behind us now, 2025 coming up. What's on your plate for the new year?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of things. We're going back to Augusta. My good friend Teddy Scott comes and visits with us. Did a great program last year at Augusta for us. We're right now just doing exactly what I just said. We're ascertaining and collecting those group of people. We're definitely going to be back here at PGA Golf Club. We also do one day at Trump International down in West Palm Beach. The president's been incredible about inviting the wounded down there. Treats us to an incredible day. Gary Player's been involved annually with that day and experience down there. We've got Dennis Walters involved, Dan Beaver. And those of you that have ever seen Dan Beaver do his work, it's pretty amazing. A lot of fun. And we've had some great speakers, like I said, through the years. We had a Blue Angels pilot, Gucci, John Foley, came and entertained their guys at Augusta last year and just talked about the Glad to Be Here initiative and mantra of the Blue Angels, the greatest team probably on the face of the earth. But we've got great plans for this year. We're hoping to do some different camps in different places, some more missions outside of the South Florida mission and the Augusta mission. We're looking at various cities around the country, and we're hoping to cookie cutter this and just make it good for more people and more places.
Just extraordinary, Russ.
Yeah. Did you ever when you first started that it was gonna evolve into what it is now?
No, you know, I didn't. I knew, like I said, I knew I wanted to teach. I miss teaching, and I knew we could do a good work on the golf side. I mean, I've been doing it for 40 years, so I knew we were going to be okay there. And then I had the idea to be able to. We didn't want it to be a thing where it's a couch session where they were going to come in and we were going to try to pull demons out of them or anything like that. We wanted it to be uplifting and positive. And then, as I mentioned, we partnered with the Warriors Journey out of Springfield, Missouri, and they specialize in suicide prevention and healing those invisible wounds. So the unique part about our mission and what we do is that it doesn't stop that Friday when the camp is over with. It continues on. So every man and woman that comes through our program is then enrolled and is touched by the Warrior's Journey. And the unique part of asset of what the Warrior's Journey is doing, the VA does great work. There are other groups out there that do great work. The Warrior's Journey is having such an amazing success because it is all warriors. So when that call comes in the middle of the night and it comes at that really hard time of the year, it comes from father, son, mother, wife, daughter. When the need is there, they're going to get another warrior on the phone. And they have had an immense success. They've had now almost 3,000 interventions with only one loss in almost 10 years.
Hey, Russ, we're running out of time. Boy, I wish we had more time. We could probably do 2 hours. Russ Holden, our guest today. Thanks for joining us, Russ. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Russ
Thank
Holden,
you, Russ.
Caddy for
Thanks,
a
Dave.
Cure. We'll be back with more Tee to Green right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen these days. And we do thank you for however you are listening to Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, and our next guest is standing by and ready to go.
Oh, and Jay, we are so honored to host Marvel Bernard. She is the national president of the LPGA Professionals and a dual member of both the LPGA and PGA of America. She's a director of instruction at the Country Club Green of Green Valley in Arizona, where she mentors golfers of all ages and skill levels. Her dedication has earned her numerous accolades, including LPGA National Teacher of the Year, the PGA National Player Development Award, and recognition among Golf Digest's Best 50 Women Teachers and the LPGA's Top 50 Best Teachers. Her leadership is also further highlighted by her other awards, including LPGA's Nancy Lopez Golf Achievement Award and the Marilyn Smith Service Awards. There's many others, but it would take up the whole segment. She graduated from Northern Arizona University with a degree in public administration and organizational leadership, and I am a testament of her leadership skills and the heart and courage and integrity she brings to everyday life. Marvel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Debbie. Wow, I've got goosebumps. It's like, that sounds like an interesting person.
Well, and we want to share this interesting person with our audience. So you are about to leave your term as the national president. It's two terms of 3 years each. So 6 years ago, you had dreams and visions. Tell us about some of the initiatives you put into place as the national president of the LPGA Professionals.
Yes, well, thank you, and I would certainly be delighted to. Yeah, so 6 years ago when I first decided to run for this position, you know, one of the things that was so important to me was visibility of the LPGA professional in the world of golf instruction. And, you know, having become a dual member of both the LPGA and the PGA, I saw so many possibilities there of working together and creating more visibility for us. And so through my connections in the PGA, I think that we were able to elevate our stature in the industry with some connections. Like at the KPMG event, you know, I was always given a place of honor in being able to announce the final groups on the final day, and, you know, to have the president of the LPGA Professionals up there during the PGA sponsored event was a pretty big deal. So just things like that, I think that we have grown in stature. Our women are very, very demanded as instructors throughout the golf industry now. And, you know, the change of name from teaching in club professionals to professionals is one of my proudest, because we do it all in the industry. And I was concerned that we were becoming buttonholed as just teachers, and not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, I think we're among the best, but I think the fact that we do it all opens doors in employment and in the industry. So those are some that I'm the most proud of.
And not only that, in the PGA, the player development, share with us what you do specifically in your approach to helping golfers of all skill levels improve
and enjoy the game even more.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I was listening to one of your podcasts back in November when my friend Bob Baldessari was on, and Bob, I always credit with him getting me my start in player development because, you know, I was doing some things. I was doing clinics and doing programs and things, but what I noticed was that, or had started to notice, was despite all these programs, I wasn't seeing particularly women out on the golf course afterward. And so I went to a seminar that the PGA had put on, this player development seminar, and Bob led it. And it was about truly developing people from beginner golfers into avid players of the game. And it just kind of filled in the blanks that I had there. So that's what I do now. I've got all my programs are designed to get you out on the golf course playing golf. So I've got, right now I'm running a program called Go, 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 and that stands for Get Out and Go Golfing. And so we do a couple of sessions on the range, and then we go out and we start learning the game where it's played. And, you know, Debbie, you and I are both basketball players from way back, and so it would be the equivalent of standing in a closet and dribbling, and then your coach say, okay, go out and play the game, let me know how it went. You know, that's not how it works. So that's what I've done. I've incorporated that into my teaching.
Armel Bernard, our guest, LPGA, PGA member. She's the national president of the LPGA Professionals and a member of both the LPGA and the PGA of America. Marvel used to be a guys taught guys as far as golf goes, women taught women. Have we broken down those barriers? Is that not the case anymore?
Oh, yeah. I think that door has been kicked down. You know, I would say half my clients are men. I do have a soft spot for women who are older and just taking up the game. I didn't start till I was in my late 30s. So I get it. You know, I get being terrified when you walk onto a golf facility and you feel like everybody knows things except you. But I do still have half my clients, and when we send out our surveys of our members, that's typically about what it runs with all of our members as well. So men are fully aware of our skills, and they're coming to see us for that.
And, Marl, you do a lot of the LPGA programming at your site, Golf 101 programs, a girls' golf program. Explain to those who don't understand all that's involved with the LPGA. They see the stars on TV and amazing golf to watch. I encourage you to watch it. And especially right now, I think it's called the father-son, the PNC Championship, but Annika's out there with her son, and Nelly Korda's out there with her dad. So, and, of course, Tiger and his son is out there. But lots to watch there. But implementing the LPGA programs, there's that part of it, and then there's the professional side. Share more about that and some of the great programs you implement and that we implement worldwide.
Yes, well, now you're speaking my language. You know, I've been, having been the president for the past 6 years, I serve on the LPGA board, and my number one goal there was to really share with them the importance of integrating the professionals into the overall structure of how people take up the game. They become avid fans and or players, and then they become fans. And it's a lot how tennis has done it. You know, they start with teaching and growing the game, and then now these people start watching the professional game. So this is my whole focus. And the LPGA Golf 101 program is the best way to get started because it's just what it sounds like. It's your beginning introduction to golf, and they take you in 6 sessions. You start out, you know, learning perhaps the short game, and then you move into the bigger swing, and then the final session typically goes out on the golf course. And then the girls' golf, you know, I'm so passionate about that. It was started by a fellow Arizonan, Sandy LeBove, whose little girl was wanting to take up golf, and she noticed that most of the programs were more boys than girls. In fact, if there were any girls, it was very rare. So she started girls' golf so that little girls would feel comfortable to come out and play and learn. And it's gone, I can't remember now, I think it's over, gosh, I'm not even going to try to guess, but we've just had our 1 millionth girl go through, so I'm not sure how many programs that encompasses. But anyway, the girls' golf is a way for the girls to get started in the game. I have a program here in Green Valley that we started out with 8 girls from the high school team, and they knew nothing about golf, but yet we're going to try to play on the high school level. And now I've got over 60 girls in the program, and we went from 8 to probably 50 in that first year. So there's a real demand for it. And then we see these girls grow up, and they play on their high school teams. They play in college. We have alumni that are on the tour now, so it's just a fantastic program. And I really encourage anyone with little girls, and little boys are welcome to join as well, but the little girls that go on to great success in life through this program is just amazing.
And then we also have the Leadership Academy for the teenage girls, which, as you know, is my heart and soul as a co-developer of that program. Talk about transformation. So it's all incredible when we see
that. Oh, Debbie. Yeah, and that I went to the first Leadership Academy as an observer when you were instructing, and it changed my life. I came home and told people about it, and so not only does it change the girls' lives, but anyone involved in it. And my hat is so off to you for that incredible transformational program that you're still a big part of. So, yeah, you've made a difference in so many lives, Debbie.
I'm so grateful, and you have for sure.
Yeah, stepping down now as national president of the LPGA Professionals, you for the last 6 years you've had the megaphone, you've had the soapbox. What do you plan to do after this and to continue what you've been doing for the last 6 years?
Well, that's a great question. I plan to fully support everything that is still going on. The LPGA is on a great trajectory, and the incoming national president and vice president, Louise Ball and Christy Quinn, have some really fantastic ideas to just keep moving the needle. You know, and then we'll have some new leadership in the LPGA this year and some great ideas percolating. And so I just think, you know, my participation will not wane at all, and I'll just keep doing what I'm doing here in Green Valley. I've got my spring programs ready to roll, and I do a program up in Colorado in Loveland. They have a big 20th anniversary event up there, and I do something with them every summer. And so there's no rest.
And Marvel, you mentioned new leadership coming in as the national president of the LPGA Professionals. You get a seat on the board of directors of the entire LPGA, which is a very prestigious seat and great to be part of. And now, if any of you golfers have watched the news, we are in search of a new commissioner. Share with us, like, what is that process like? What are the board members looking for? How does this part work? And you're the position of the LPGA professional, which will be Louise probably through this process, but has the process even started?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was on the search committee when Molly was hired, Molly Marcuse-Simon, and it's a very interesting process, and I was very glad when I was placed on that committee the last time, because as I came to learn fairly quickly, that my role is all about, you know, representing the LPGA professionals in the boardroom. And sometimes that's uncomfortable because the focus is, and rightly so, on the tour. You know, that's our financial engine, and it's the face of the LPGA. But the LPGA professionals, again, as I've said, are so important to the overall success. So Louise will represent our views and our desires. And like Louise said the other day in a meeting, she said, you know, the commissioner is our commissioner too. So that's why she's on that team. So what will happen, they'll develop a team, and typically in my case it was board members and a former tour member who had some history, or, you know, lots of history, Hall of Fame member. And so they were on to lend their voice. And then some player directors, some of our current players were on that search team, and then some board members and the board chair. And so there was a search company that brought us names, and as we vetted through them and interviewed people, you finalize it down to the last finalist, and those people are met in person. And, you know, it's a very comprehensive and, you know, somewhat long process, but it has to be, because we are looking for that person with the qualities that we need and want and desire in a commissioner.
Absolutely. National president of the LPGA Professionals stepping down after 2 3-year terms, Marvel Bernard, our guest today on TDB. Marvel, it's been great talking to you. First time guest, but tell you what, don't be a stranger. Come back and join us anytime here on TD Green.
I'd love to. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marvel.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to you as well. Marvel Bernard, LPGA, PGA member, and outgoing president of the LPGA Professionals with us today here on TD Green. Hey, we're not done yet. We've got more of the show to come. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is TD Green.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We're not done yet. If you want to watch some golf today, that the PNC Championship from Ritz-Carlton Golf Course in Orlando is on Golf Channel, Peacock, and later in the day, NBC. That's the event where PGA Tour players, LPGA Tour players, Tour Champions players team up with sons, daughters, members of their family, dads. Team Woods, Team Langer, and Team Singh. That's Tiger Woods, Bernard Langer, and Vijay Singh. Three-way tie for the lead at 13 under par. Team Lehman, Team Harrington, 12 under in second place. Team O'Mara, 11 under. Team Annika at 10 under par going into the final round today. Not crazy about some of these silly season events, but that's kind of a fun one to watch, Debbie, and that might be worth checking out today on TV.
I love it. I've been checking out the live scoring, and Team Annika went birdie-birdie to open up, so they got to minus 12, and Team Harrington is already tied for the lead at minus 13. So if you like to see birdies and eagles, watch today.
All right, there you go. Thanks to our guests today, two terrific guests, Russ Holden from Caddy for a Cure and Marvel Bernard as well. Really fun talking to those folks today. And this is our last live show of the year. We're going to go take a little time off and go replays for the next 2 weeks. But we want to thank everybody for a great 2024. Looking forward to a great 2025. Until next time, hit them long, hit them straight.